Hi, is Shelly around?
Yes.
Hey, Shelly, this
Speak.
is Gabe. Gabe with Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, just want to follow up with you on our conversation from last week. See if you received my application there. We had chatted about some tractor trucks there for the business, your new contract. So, did you get that email by chance?
Yeah, I did. I thought that was from another I've been, keep it, real. I've been filling out a bunch of trying to get a loan.
Yeah,
So I've
exactly.
got, I've gotten a bunch of applications, I guess, or emails, with the same type of So I guess I'll go ahead and fill it out and get it back to you.
Yeah, sounds good. And it should just say Gabe with Bank of Cardiff there. It should be I think I sent it over here, sent it over to you on the 2nd, so about 5 days ago. I think maybe Thursday or Friday, and it should be in your inbox there.
Okay. Hey, I just want to ask you a question, man.
Yeah, what's going on?
My credit is not the best. I mean, it's like a 570 something. So,
Okay.
before I fill that thing out, can you just really just be real with me and let me know, man, if I qualify or not?
Honestly,
Because I can.
for like our equipment financing for the equipment, you're probably not going to qualify.
Okay.
Based on that credit score. I mean, we can maybe get some capital for you to bring those on, but I don't, to be straightforward with you, I don't see us getting you approved with the credit that low.
Okay. All right.
And also, if you're applying everywhere, it's going to just lower your score, substantially. So sometimes it's good to find
Yeah.
someone you want to work with, stick with them, as opposed to just, sending your application all over the place, because, a lot of people are, so they're just going to run your credit and run your credit, and then, the score is going to
Yeah.
plummet. How you doing?
But the thing is that I don't know who's going to work with me. You know
No,
what I mean?
not, yeah, exactly. No, I do understand that. That's a very valid statement. So,
Yeah.
I mean, we could see, we might be able to get you a little capital. I would think maybe like 12 to 20. But I don't think the equipment financing is realistic there.
I mean, 12, 12,000 is good for me.
Yeah, so I mean, if you're doing like how much are you doing in deposits a month, would you say? Last 6 months.
Like 6,000 a month.
About 6,000.
Yeah.
What were your sales last year? Were they, I think you said 120.
No, I don't sell anything. I mean, well,
Cool.
except for my service.
Right, that's what I meant, like your revenue. Like not your profit, your revenue.
Okay,
Top line.
last year my truck, well, the year before last, I got it wrong. I had got confused. The year before last, I made 118,000 for the year. Now,
Okay.
last year my truck broke down, so I was down for a couple months. So this year's return wasn't that beefy. You know what I mean?
Right, got you, yeah.
So that's that on, the return status and stuff.
Well, we'll see. I mean, typically, if you're not doing 10,000 a month in sales, and we probably won't be able to do anything for you. So I don't know what your statements look like for like the last 6 months or so, but I maybe
I
wait
thought,
till he what's that? Go ahead.
yeah. I just wait, I just wait a couple months, man.
All right, yeah, sounds good. I'll stay in
You know,
touch with
put
you.
stuff.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch with you. That's cool, man. And just is it cool if I follow up with you in a couple months, see where you're at?
It's all good. Yeah. You could.
Cool. All right, man. Sounds good, Shelly. I'll let you get back to work there, and I'll follow up with you in a couple months. All right.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Take care, man. Later.